Afghan pleads not guilty to strangling wife on Wisconsin military base. By John Binder on September 24, 2021. An Afghan man, brought to the United States as part of President Joe Biden's massive resettlement operation out of Afghanistan, has pleaded not guilty to strangling and suffocating his wife while temporarily living at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. On Wednesday, the Department of Justice, DOJ, announced federal charges against Mohammed Haroon Ahmad, a 32-year-old Afghan who had recently been brought to the U.S. as part of the Biden resettlement operation. Ahmad is accused by prosecutors of strangling and suffocating his wife while temporarily living at Fort McCoy. The alleged assault apparently took place on September 7. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that Ahmad has since entered a not guilty plea. Details of the alleged abuse by Ahmad is detailed by the journal, in which his wife allegedly told American soldiers at Fort McCoy that her husband had a long history of beating her, to the point where she lost her vision, and their children. She also told the soldiers that Ahmad had struck their children on multiple occasions. Emphasis added. The woman said this was not the first time she was assaulted by Ahmad and that he had beat me many times in Afghanistan to the point I lost vision in both eyes. She told a soldier Ahmad threatened to kill her or send her back to Afghanistan where the Taliban could deal with her. Emphasis added. On September 9, the woman fainted and received medical treatment. She told a soldier that Ahmad had hit, choked, verbally abused and assaulted her since she arrived at Fort McCoy. Emphasis added. Ahmad's immigration status, whether he arrived as a refugee, a special immigrant visa holder, SIV, a P2 visa holder, or as a parolee remains unclear. His jury trial date is set for November 1. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.